Good choice of song, Dave, for week six recap.
Yeah, we'll get to the title. I mean, everyone knows what the title is, but we'll get to who the loser is.
There was quite a few losers, in my opinion, teams and some players for week six, but there was definitely a big loser for the week. But to your point, before we get to that one, there's some action this week. Saw some action. Saw some first trades before deadline.
Yeah, I would say definitely number one wideouts that were traded, mm-hmm. and any team would want to have them probably. But especially the Jets.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the one that everybody knew was coming.
Yeah, we kind of
right. Everybody knew that was coming, but not necessarily to the Jets. Well, we kind of knew that too, but everybody knew he was shipping out of Vegas. He was going.
He was ready to. He packed his bags already. He was ready to go, and no surprise, he goes to the Jets.
Yeah. Reunited with Aaron Rodgers, I think makes the Jets better.
Yeah,
gives them another weapon.
Well, can't go wrong with having another good player.
No, they'll be good. I mean, they played really good on Monday night against the Bills.
Yeah,
there actually, just mistakes that killed them.
Yeah, both teams were making mistakes, but Rodgers surprisingly he played well. I thought he was done.
No, I think he played well, too.
He looked like he moved better. He threw it a little deeper.
So. The first drive was really good for the Jets.
Yes.
It was really
good. That was a really good drive. Yeah.
It was really good.
Buffalo's first drive was also very good.
It was really, really, was really good. Well, they ran the ball. So, you know what? Let's just get into the Buffalo and Jets game, and then we could touch about the Amari Cooper trade, too, after a second. So, I was watching the game on Monday night, and the Bills ran the ball really good. Davis like really stepped up for Cook being out with a toe injury.
Yeah,
he ran almost 100 yards.
I was watching this guy on that first drive, and he pretty much scored the touchdown himself.
Yeah,
he was running that one cut kind of like up the field, no hesitation. It was amazing.
Didn't they run the whole first drive? They just ran.
Yeah, but it was like he was possessed.
Yeah,
the way he was running the ball. I'm like, hey man, I get to play.
Yeah, so the Bills won 23-20. It was a close game. Last week, we said it was going to be a good game. We said like it was going to be like a field goal game, a interception at the end of the game, which happened.
Yeah, it was a very entertaining game to watch.
It was a really good game.
Yeah, there was a lot of
good things. I thought the Jets were going to pull it through. I really did.
Yeah.
I didn't see two missed field goals. I didn't see that coming. Not two missed field goals.
No. But Buffalo's field goal guy.
He missed one.
So struggling in the kicking game can always hurt your team.
Yeah, right? Well, and I think we touched base about that before where it's still points, right? So like these points can win you a game. So that's why I always get frustrated when I see a team go for it on fourth down. Like just put up the points.
Yes.
Like get those points up, right?
Yep.
And then the interception at the end of the game, and then did you see after the game? What was it on Tuesday? Aaron Rodgers' comments about Mike Williams? Oh.
Yeah, threw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like people have already commented about it, but I hate hearing that stuff. It's like, you know, it's like me, you know, we're on the same team and I just say, "Joe, man, you just didn't perform."
Mm-hmm.
Like you didn't run the right route. But like quarterbacks are supposed to they're supposed to be like a coach and take blame. You know, the fact that he threw his teammate under the kind of the bus there.
Yeah, it's something like, oh, he's supposed to go to the red line, then he wasn't. Yeah, I looked, he wasn't there, and I had to change my throw, and I was like, nobody needs to know that.
Yeah, so especially a guy like him,
yeah.
You know, who's, you know, everyone looks up to him as like a generational player, you know, Hall of Famer, probably future, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but he should never have said anything about another player like that.
And we don't need to know that. We don't need to know that was a broken play or whatever happened.
Yeah.
And the best part is everybody knows that Mike Williams is struggling right now.
Yeah.
He had a great season last year
with
the Chargers.
Chargers. Yeah.
I think he had off-season surgery. He comes into the Jets.
Injury issues.
He's taking, you know, it's not. And listen, it's not just his fault the way the Jets haven't been great offensively,
definitely
right?
Not.
But yes, he is dropping the ball a lot. And I guess in Aaron Rodgers' eyes, there's no trust there.
Yep.
Do you think that's why they pulled it? Like pulled the trigger on
The trade?
On the trade?
Yeah. I mean one play.
He doesn't have nobody to trust to throw to.
Maybe they got him in the offseason thinking he was
going to be that kind of player.
Sure, sure. And that's not happening. So now we're panicking. We talk about the word panic.
Yep.
And we're like, this guy's not playing next year. So he's like, hey man, can we get someone else?
Yeah. Cause it's only 1 year deal?
For Adams?
Yeah. It is, right?
I'm sure.
I think it is. Yeah. So I'm sure this is. Yeah. They're kind of going, kind of, I guess you could say, going all
in. I'm sure the Raiders are paying the salary, and then he just, you know, he's a stopgap measure. See if they can get him over the hump, get him to where the promised land.
Yeah.
Good
luck with the Jets. But again, it was a great game. I was actually really impressed by. I was impressed about one thing, and I was very disappointed in another thing. So we'll go with the disappointment first. Refereeing was horrible.
Yeah.
There was like 22 flags thrown, they called. It was horrible.
That's not good.
No. It really slowed the game down too, right? Or just like again. Yeah. It's like not again. It's like it was nonstop.
Yeah.
For both sides.
Yeah. Like, and as we know in football, you can call a flag on almost every play. But maybe there's a point where, you know, like, can these teams just play?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like let the little things kind of go.
Yeah, I know the formation stuff drives me crazy.
But you know what? I noticed this year, we're going to sidetrack on this one though, but I noticed this one this year is there's a lot of formation issues happening because everybody's trying to move too much.
Right.
Right? Yeah. There is so much movement happening that I think people are, they're having a hard time setting.
Which is trying to confuse the defense. Right.
Yeah, but they're having a hard time setting themselves.
Sure.
Because, he moved, but he wasn't supposed to. And then they're getting confused. I've seen it with all the teams.
Yeah, like multiple players moving. Yeah,
you're seeing it a lot. And you're seeing, like, maybe everybody's trying to do too much, right? And
maybe it's confusing as hell for the players.
And then the one play I didn't like at all was that pass interference when the ball, Josh Allen threw it. They got called for pass interference, the Jets, but that ball was, like, non-catchable.
Yeah.
At all. So I was confused on that one.
I know. It's always been like, they talk about that kind of comment where it's like, it's not catchable. So why are you calling a penalty? It's like the tip pass. It's tipped. You can't call anything. If the guy runs in the receiver, it doesn't matter anymore. It's tip pass. So to call like penalties like that, you know, I mean, who's calling in those penalties? You know what I mean? Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas. But it was a bad call. And I guess if you're a Bills fan, you're saying no. But if you're a football fan, you're saying yes, because it was like 6 feet yards. It was so far away from the play. It was going out of bounds.
Yeah, it looked like no play.
Like, there was no play, so it shouldn't have been like that. But one of the things that impressed me in that game was Josh Allen. Mm. So
coming back from the
Too. That too. But more of, like, I don't know if you noticed it, but he's really protecting the ball this year. Yeah. He has zero interceptions.
I know. Like, I know. That's pretty nuts for a player
who
is known to throw it in tight windows,
you
know, and have no interceptions. He's protecting the ball. I mean, he definitely, I'm sure that's on his agenda. Like, he's already a great player. Right. So I'm sure
every year you want to get better. Like, okay,
I need to cut down on my turnovers.
But it's like, he's not even throwing a lot of yards anymore.
No.
He's really protecting. Yeah, he's really starting to figure out, as I'm saying, there's no play, I'm not doing it. But I'm also thinking that Buffalo's also trying to find a run game. So they're trying to, like, relieve some of that pressure of he has to always throw.
Right.
And looks like they've and Cook's turned out to be a really great back.
Yeah. I mean, and that guy that played
Davis.
Now they got that guy too. they have something going on, and then you throw Cooper in the mix now.
So here we go. So now they picked up Amari Cooper. So, like,
amazing pickup in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing pickup.
They got him
for nothing. They got him for like $700,000.
I'll be honest. Like, Adams is obviously, he's awesome. But for Buffalo, Cooper makes a lot of sense. He's quiet and he knows how to, like, just run routes and catch the ball.
And that's all you need, because Josh Allen will put it in the pocket.
He'll infuse he'll ignite something under that offense that I don't think that any other, like, he's just such a professional.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I like about Cooper, and I think he's gonna fit right in, and he's gonna make a big difference.
Is this his third or fourth team?
Well, Dallas, he started with the Raiders.
Raiders, Dallas.
Was it? Yeah, that's Dallas. Right. Dallas, and then Cleveland,
and now the Bills.
Yeah, so there you go.
Super Bowl.
No Super Bowl.
But he's also a senior receiver. Like, what is he now? He's up there. He's been in the league for a while.
Yeah, he would be. He'd be in his early
30s, right?
30s, but just like Adams, I'm assuming.
So you could say the Bills lost Diggs in the offseason.
Yeah.
And then they finally pick up a wide receiver one and a veteran player to help a young Bills team.
Yeah, who's not going to scream and yell.
Right. No, at all. He doesn't need the ball.
No.
Look what's happening in Cleveland.
Yeah, he's quiet.
Look what happened in Cleveland. He hasn't said a word.
No, I know. He's
throughout this first, like, little bit
like
of the
he's
season.
He's a quiet leader in the receiving corps. Like, the guy just does his job. But he does it well. To get him in contention, they needed a guy like that.
Yeah, because the Bills aren't blowing me away this year.
No.
Right? Now, listen, they're playing, I think they're playing better than expectations I had for them.
Yeah, they're definitely... Because their
defense actually playing good football. I thought their defense was going to actually struggle a lot.
Yeah, people thought they were going to take a step back.
Their offense, they're winning. A win's a win, right? A win's a win. They're 4-2. You can't knock them from winning, but they're not blowing, except for the Jacksonville game, they're not blowing people out of the stadiums. Like, they just beat the Jets by 3. Yeah. They had a comeback against Arizona to win. They didn't game like, one. Yeah, right? They didn't blow them out. The Miami thing was a fiasco of a game as soon as Tua went down, right?
Yep.
So that game was kind of a write-off right away. And then Jacksonville, but then Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
And they started playing.
Yeah.
You know, it all can come down to the scheduling, but they're playing good football. They're winning.
Yeah.
And now they add another piece to the puzzle. Yeah, so now the East is getting...
The Bills are 6 seasons in, and we're at season 7. I mean...
And they add a piece to the puzzle now. And the Jets added a piece. So the East, to me, is getting a little bit more competitive out there. Right? With all these, like, Tyreek Hill's on Miami. You have Devontae Adams on the Jets now. And you have Amari Cooper on the Bills. Everybody has their star wide receiver one, right?
Yeah, it's the like, become the Diva League.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
I mean, the Diva Division. How about that? DD.
Well, we'll see what happens. I still think that's anybody's division. I still think, you know, you got the Dolphins coming back off of their bye. Right, if they win against Indy this weekend, they go 500.
Yeah, Tua's out one more, right?
Yeah, this is his last game on IR, or this weekend is his last game on IR.
So there's a countdown for them, and they're in it.
They're still in it today. They're 2-3. They're not out of it.
Yeah, no. So anything can happen in the division. Like, Buffalo wants to get separation. If they can take the next step, then maybe they'll get that separation. But I agree with you, like. I mean, with Tua back, you know, the Dolphins could turn it around, too.
Yeah,
I mean, teams do it every year.
Yeah, you just can't get it, the big thing is, I think, and we always talk about it, is the games within your division. They're crucial.
Got to win those.
So you lose one, you can't lose two, right? And that's the thing. And
you can't have a losing record in your division. You can't.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You could beat everybody else.
Yeah.
If it comes to any other, like, a tiebreaker or anything, you're done.
Yeah, right? you can be a wild card, but if you're not winning your division, then your seed is already a problem, right?
So we saw some big moves happening. So it looks like the AFC, I'm surprised... KC hasn't done anything yet, but I still think they will.
Think so?
Yeah. I don't know,
the way they talk, it's like they don't need to.
Right. Which
I mean, they are undefeated.
Maybe they don't. But you're in the AFC, right? And you have teams like, everybody's catching Kansas City, right?
Everyone's always
trying. Everybody wants to beat Kansas City.
Yeah, you want to be a champ. Yeah.
So Buffalo went out and got Amari Cooper now, and the Jets went out and got Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Baltimore got out and got Derrick Henry, right?
Yeah.
So everybody's trying
not
to get
in the season, but sure.
Right. Yeah, but because everybody needs to get better.
So you think that Kansas City needs something?
I mean, they lost Rice.
For the year, right? He's now officially.
Pacheco, I think, is done for a good chunk of the year.
Yeah.
Right? They're young, too.
Well, they did. Hunt looked pretty good.
He did.
He's a rebirth for him, but...
Yeah. Their defense is strong. Kansas City's defense is strong. Yeah, you don't need any pieces there.
Yeah.
Their offensive line looks good because Patchmore always has time to throw the ball.
Their defensive coordinator, as much as they talk about Andy Reid, they need to talk about Spagnuolo on defense.
Yeah, man, he's so good.
That guy went back to the Giants
when
he beat Brady in the Super Bowls.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
That dude, there's a reason why their defense is good because they have a good coach.
Yeah.
They know that they know what pieces that they're missing every year, and they put them back in place. I don't know. I think they're obviously going to think about it.
I just think
who would you
Well, they just signed Schuster back.
Yeah.
Buffalo. Crazy, I think Buffalo cut him and they signed him. And he had a great game last week.
Yeah, he had over 100 yards.
Yeah.
I know. So did Hunt. I know. So these guys are like scrubs. They put him in and then. Is that Mahomes? Is that maybe?
We'll talk more about Kansas City later. So we also we talk about Baltimore right now, but last weekend we said the game of the week.
Yeah.
Which was Washington Baltimore. Did you watch some of it?
I you know what? I missed good chunks of it just because of obligations, but I
watched
whatever that. I could tune in and watch just to see those guys behind center and see what was going on. I watched a little bit. I'm impressed on both sides, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
I think you're talking about a rookie. You're talking about a rookie coach. You're talking about the Redskins that look like they got a bright future. And then Baltimore, it's just a question, are they going to win the big one? Because they've been good for a long time, right?
They look good this year. Really good.
Who?
Baltimore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they started off, 0-2? And everybody's like, yeah. Oh, 2-0. And now everybody's like, okay, now you get to beat Baltimore.
And then you got the teams that were 2-0, and now they've lost 4 or 5 in a row. And it's like, oh, wow.
And we called that, too, when it started. Yeah, we called that. It was all phony teams winning like that. So Washington loses 30-23. But if I'm Washington, I'm not walking out of that game like with my head held low.
Oh, no.
Like, they played a great game.
Definitely not, yeah.
It's just their defense. Like, and Quinn will figure it out. He's a defensive coach.
He is.
He's going to figure it out. They're going to get going. And we said that. They're going to get better. They're going to get better.
For sure.
So they're 4-2.
Yeah.
They're still leading that division.
They know the future's bright.
Oh, so, and you can see it already.
So there's no way they got their heads low. They're like, we're going to win our division.
That's back to our point. Thinking. So now they're looking at the schedule with Philly and Dallas.
Yeah.
And saying,
oh, yeah, when we played them.
That's because, okay, you lost to Baltimore, but now you got to beat Philly. You got to beat Dallas.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like I said before, all those teams play that other division that they're all playing. So Dallas played Baltimore. Washington plays Baltimore. Philly plays Baltimore. Oof. You know what I mean? Giants play Baltimore. So it's like they still have to play everyone in the same teams in that division.
Right.
So Dallas, you know, they got smoked by Baltimore. I mean, what, comeback or not, they got smoked, right?
Oh, yeah.
Washington, they played against Baltimore and they played with them.
Really? Yep. Yeah. They only lost by
different
touchdown.
Situation, right? So I'm with you. I'll talk about Dallas in a bit.
We'll get to that one next.
I'm telling you, as much as I'd hate to say it, the Redskins are definitely a better team than Dallas.
Oh, they're a better team than a lot of teams this year. Yeah. So a quick recap for the Baltimore game was our man Derrick Henry, another multiple touchdown game.
And over 100 again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not slowing down. So I got an interesting stat for you right now. I'm not even a big stat guy. You are, but I got some stats on this.
I might not know this.
Okay, so Derrick Henry this year, he's leading the league for rushing yards at 704.
Right.
Okay. And he's leading the league with touchdowns with 8. We're in what? That was week 6.
Yep.
So in 6 games, he ran for 704 yards and 8 touchdowns. Last year, he finished with 1,167 yards and 12 touchdowns.
Well,
he has 8 in 6 games.
Yeah.
He's not going to go on a cold streak.
No, I don't see that.
He's going to blow by his touchdowns of last year.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of an off year for him last year.
Right. I think he was hurt for a bit, but...
Yeah, and the team's not good.
But he has to have some sort of bonus in here saying, right, you beat your touchdown from that, whatever.
Yeah, but there's a rebirth happening.
At 30 years old.
Yeah, which is amazing for a running back.
So now let's go back to last year.
Which is rare.
Right? So 23-24 last year.
Yeah.
Raheem Mostert, who played for the Miami Dolphins,
yeah,
last year was 31 years old. He finished with just over 1,000 yards. So he was kind of like in that top 6 mix or whatever.
Yeah, he played really well.
But he finished with 18 touchdowns.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
So I think he led the league with touchdowns for like a running back last year.
Yeah, I think so.
Derrick Henry, at the same age, because Mostert was 31 last year.
Right. Okay?
And Derrick Henry, or 30. He was, whatever, 31. Derrick Henry's 30.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry will at least tie 18 touchdowns this year.
Like, you're calling that now.
Guaranteed. He's at 8 already.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't get injured, I could see
okay,
that.
Okay, well, yeah, as long as... Yeah, no, true. Agreed.
I didn't win the lottery either. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it, Joe.
Yeah.
But his trajectory is to surpass the touchdowns that Mostert got last year.
At that age, like, you start saying, like, you're getting... Right?
Yeah, what a way to go out. I mean, whether they win the Super Bowl or not, I mean... They look like a contender, yes.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
AFC championship
for
game.
For sure, right?
AFC championship, you would think they're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I mean, if he can go out on top and have those kinds of numbers, that's all he wants to do anyway.
Now he wants to win.
Of course.
That's like, why he went to Baltimore.
I am a superstar. I just want to be on a team that wants to win a Super Bowl, and he's in the right place.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm
a Baltimore fan, man.
Oh yeah, you know what? I am too. I like Lamar Jackson a lot. I love watching him play.
How can you not?
To me, it seems like he's getting
good football.
He's like a Josh Allen. To me, he's getting better every year.
Yeah,
he's
evolved
protecting the ball as well, because he used to throw a lot of picks too. He still does. He throws like
yeah, but he's
game.
Evolved as a passer, a pocket passer.
Yeah,
like everyone thought he was a one trick pony, right?
Yeah.
I'm a running quarterback.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No,
he throws
with ease.
He's evolved into a real pocket/dangerous kind of quarterback that the league hasn't really
seen. And when you see him on social media, and I don't know if you caught that last week where they're on the plane, or the, I think it was the plane. I don't think it was the bus. It was a plane.
They take planes.
And one, I think I got enough money to take a plane. And one of the players, I forget this whole thing. I'll look all this up for like next time. But they were joking around the plane and getting all jokely, and he actually told them pretty much to like stop.
Like,
get this camera off, because that's what, you know what I mean, and just like pay attention, like, get ready for the next game. Like, he was like,
that's good.
Yeah, he's a leader of that team, yes. And you could see it.
He's had some tough losses in his NFL career, right?
That's what makes you stronger as a
as
a quarterback and
but
a leader.
The way he handles it, like he's a consummate professional, and his teammates like adore him, like they love that guy.
I mean. And that's why they're winning. That's why people want to play there now. They want to play there. And like Flowers, Flowers is lights out.
Oh, you can cut.
He was rookie last year, right? And remember, he dropped the ball in the AFC Championship.
I forgot about that.
Right?
Yeah.
But the kids, he's lights out this year. Like, God, when he catches the ball, he's like, you can't even get. Yeah,
cut on a dime.
Can't even get this kid. Like,
he's got moves on moves.
It's awesome to watch him. So listen, I'm a Baltimore fan too. Like, I really love what they've done there. They've drafted well. They've drafted well. They've done great moves on the offseason, right? Their defense isn't the same.
No.
Their defense is not the same.
Yeah, but they also lost their really, really good coach. So sometimes it takes a while for them to, like, kind of, you know, figure things out too, right, with a new coach. So
they'll figure it out.
You know what? They're going up, not down. The arrow is pointing up for Baltimore.
Okay, can I pick a team where the arrow is pointing down?
Sure.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, well, it can't go much lower.
Oh, man. Like, that's and a big red arrow. And, okay, I think everybody, and anybody in Jacksonville is listening to this, I think we've been picking on Trevor Lawrence a lot week after week. And I think that's just because it's a target on his back. When you get signed as like a top quarterback in the league and you're making that money as you are the guy.
Million, 60 million, whatever they call it.
You
now.
Should not be garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Like something has to change.
His mechanics is, I think his mechanics is fine. Like, he can throw the ball. There's no question. Like, they all can.
Oh, yeah,
like,
everybody can throw the ball.
You're not
ball.
Giving a guy 60 million
exactly.
if he can't throw the ball.
Right.
But, I mean, his decision-making is taking a step back. And I don't know if it's the – like, I know the coach is an ex-quarterback. So, like, head coach. So, what's going on there?
How long has he been the head coach? He's been there for a while now.
Well, as you know, he was on the Eagles.
Right.
And then went there. Right?
He's been there for a while.
Yeah, he's been there. It seems like he if he's there too long – he overstays his welcome.
Something's got to change in Jacksonville land. Something's got to change. It's not working.
The fact that they haven't even done it already is kind of surprised now.
Their running back, Etienne Jr., he's got upside. Bigsby, that Tank Bigsby kid, upside.
They
got Kirk. They have talent. Their defense is not bad.
Yep.
They just can't. They can't get it going. Like, so I watched that game. That was the early game. That was the international. So it's 2 weeks in a row now. Two weeks in a row.
And getting his groceries, coming in, and hearing some football.
Yeah, and it was Thanksgiving. Okay, Thanksgiving. So, and I watched a bit of it, and the Bears played a hell of a game. Williams threw 226 yards, 23 for 29 with 124.4 rating.
Phenomenal.
And remember, we said a couple weeks ago the Bears will get better week after week. They may not have a win their division, which probably not. But so Bears played great game, and within the NFC North, listen to this.
Yeah, I'm listening.
The Bears and the Packers are 4-2. Okay, and I know we're only going to week 7, but still, the Bears and the Packers are 4-2. The Lions are 4-1.
Yeah,
and then we have the undefeated Minnesota Vikings.
Wow, what a division!
Right? So
they're like all wild card teams.
What a division! Right? Yeah. So that division to me. Just looking at like wins and losses, I guess you could say, it's like one of the best divisions in football.
Yeah, they're representing the NFC.
Yeah.
Like that whole division.
So right now, the only ones looking outside would be the Green Bay Packers, just outside a wild card as of today. Everybody else is in.
Yeah. And I honestly like all those teams. Like, I'm sorry I didn't like Detroit before, but I certainly like them now.
Yeah. So, and we'll talk about that in a second too. So there's that. Now there was one more game that was ugly.
Which one?
And the song at the beginning, I think, was really intended for this game of the week.
If it really was. Loser.
47-9. The Lions over Dallas.
Wow.
We talked about that game last week.
Yeah.
We said we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we kind of
seeing
were.
What was gonna happen.
Yep.
And I think we were kind of on that, like, hey, you know, we knew Dallas's defense isn't that short, but like 47-9.
Yeah, even if you're missing key guys, you can't lose that. Can't lose that much.
Is it over in Dallas? Are they? Is the team done? Like, are they quit? Is it over?
I actually do think that whether they're done or not, in my mind, they're done. Like, they might, in the locker room, they might be thinking, hey, let's get our key guys back and we can turn this thing around.
They're 3-3. They're 500. The season isn't over.
Yeah, but team they're not doing anything. Over.
Yeah, they're not doing nothing.
Yeah.
They're not being competitive on the field. Like, yeah. This is...
I've seen a lot of, you know, Cowboy football in my time, and when you just kind of like turn away, like you can't watch, it's like that says something. Like, you, as a fan, to see a team get completely destroyed to a point where you're not even competitive. You're a professional team and you're not competitive. I'm sorry, that like 3 field goals, right? That's all they got. And Detroit looks like they look like they're a Super Bowl team against the Cowboys.
Oh yeah, they're just like they're playing a high school football team.
They did whatever they wanted.
So it's bad. The Cowboys are 3-3. They start the season. They beat the Browns 33-17. Who cares, right?
Well, we know what the Browns are now.
Exactly. So who cares?
Yeah, right? We know what the Saints are now.
Right. So they but hold on. This is an interesting point. They lose to the Saints 44-19.
No, this is my point. This is my point.
Right, but when they lose, they lose.
Yeah, they get destroyed.
They're not competitive.
But they lost to an actually not a good football team.
And the Ravens, they lost 28-25, but I actually think the Ravens just started like...
Yeah, they just thought it was over.
Exactly, because it was over. It was like 28-3 or something like that.
Yeah, they still won. So right? They're notorious.
They just barely beat the Giants 20-15.
Yeah, like field goal.
Barely beat the Steelers 2017.
Yeah, and then they come back and get demolished again
47-9.
Yeah, they play any.
They're on a bye, right?
They're
on a bye, which is probably the biggest bye they could get right now. This is probably the perfect time for the Dallas Cowboys to take a bye.
It won't matter though.
You're talking
about a team without a pulse,
right? But like as a management coaching, like, this is the best time for a bye.
Yeah, no, you want to get a
bye. You're 500.
But you also don't want to get blown out and then take a bye. But, I get it. Like, Joe, I agree with you. But
then they come back for the 49ers.
Yeah, okay. Well,
right away, out of the gate.
And that just brings back memories of, you know.
So what's Dallas looking for right now?
Dallas is looking for.
What do they need right now? Well, how come they're not going out there and trying to get become a better team?
Well, because, I mean, do we want to talk about the extra point already? I mean, because...
No. Okay. No,
so,
but...
So all I'm going to say is they're not going to go and get anyone because, you know, the leader, the GM, the owner...
So much upside is this year, not, though.
He said it already. He said, we're gonna win with less.
Well, you have less and you ain't doing nothing.
Maybe that's not the exact quote, but you understand my point.
Yeah, I get it. It's just weird because upside.
I'm going to pay these two guys...
Ton of money.
You know, half of my salary cap, and we're going to be mediocre...
Which they are.
That's the way I see it.
They have no run game. We'll give them that.
No, they got no run game.
Two-star defensive players out. But are they coming? Are they back or they're done?
Well, no, they're not done. Like, Parsons is coming back and before Lawrence. Lawrence is a little bit. And Bland is coming back too. So I'm not saying they're not going to get some players back.
Diggs is on the field still, right?
Diggs is on the field. But
not the same.
But no.
From that injury.
Actually, to be honest with you, I think that Zimmer might be the problem.
Really?
I just don't think that maybe this stage in his life, you know, his career as a coach.
Yeah.
I don't think he can I don't think he can adapt to these players of today. I think that he's a little bit long in the tooth. I think Dan Quinn being the players coach that he is and what he's doing in Washington. I'm sorry. I miss that guy. I think that's a big problem for them.
He's almost like
they're going to be able to recover.
It's almost like a Dan Campbell. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Quinn gets those guys going.
No.
And they're going. Maybe that's the void in Dallas. I don't know. Like, they're potentially not winning that division. Like, they might not. Now they're a wild card at best team.
They had their moments to, like, 3 years in a row, 12 wins. They had their moments in the playoffs where they could have been, you know, gotten to that one game that they've been lacking forever, but they can't get there. And I see diminishing returns here, man. No, I don't see them getting better.
Man, I mean, you know more than I do when it comes to this. I mean, I still see total upside for my team. I think they're gonna come back. But watching them on
paper, I'm voting. I'm in your corner,
right.
Joe.
It just doesn't look right. Like it just doesn't look right there right now. So
it's problems.
We'll see what happens after their bye week, right? See if they could turn the page a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. See if they
go to San Francisco and win.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Sure. Maybe you can turn your season around, but yeah, I don't see it.
But are they gonna win the NFC with that team on the field?
I'll be honest, like. Because of the NFC,
are they going to beat Detroit again?
Like they're not the Green Bay Packers, they're not the Detroit Lions, or Chicago. Like they're in a division that they could win. Like aside from Washington, maybe like stepping all on their throat. I don't see the Philadelphia Eagles being very good. I don't see the Giants being very good. I don't see Washington. Dallas being very good either.
I see Washington winning this division.
I mean, I might be turning to your corner there.
Think so. So, you know, the week six, you know, there was some losers, right? There was some big games. There was some, you know, individual losing stats and team stats. But coming up for this week, though, because we talked about NFC North, this is a huge game. Huge game. Detroit-Minnesota. Is Minnesota going to take their first L against the Lions?
Yes.
Minnesota at home, favorite, 1.5. Yeah. So it's pretty much.
No, Detroit's going to win that game.
Who? Yeah. I think so, too.
I know. I think Detroit's actually a better team. Hutchinson, like, horrible injury aside.
But they'll rally around. That team will rally around it.
They will. And, you know, they got to look at, like, maybe, you know, shoring up that loss because he was a huge loss. I agree. Massive. Like, there's no – winning that game against Dallas the way they did and embarrassing them is one thing, but losing a player like that really sucks.
It does.
I think, though, that Detroit is a much better team than Minnesota.
Yep. I agree.
Think so when the season started.
I call both.
I'm convinced now.
I also call both of these teams phony. Remember, I said they're both phony teams, and now one's 5-0, one's 4-1. So one of them.
Yeah, I'm a phony now, Joe.
So one of these teams are going to go either 4-2 or 6-0. If Minnesota loses, that whole NFC North is really getting tighter.
Yeah, and I actually think that Minnesota they're due for a loss, dude. They're not like. They're not a superpower.
No, they're winning though, right?
But they're due for a loss, and Detroit is one team that could just 100% make that happen.
I agree. I think Detroit's winning this game too. Minnesota at home, but I still think Detroit's winning this game. Another big one. Wait, okay, it's not big as in, oh my God, big. But to me, it's big because it's the Jets against Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
I mean, I like it because now you have Devontae Adams is playing 100%. He's on the field.
Of course.
And now rumors Russell Wilson's playing.
Oh, that's it. Well, you know what? That makes a game that you want to watch. Then.
That's what I mean by it's like a big game.
Yeah, NFL set that up nicely.
Perfectly. Oh, and all of a sudden Russell Wilson's playing. But I'm really interested about this Russell Wilson thing because I think Justin Fields was doing pretty good.
Yeah.
They're winning. Aren't the Steelers 4-2?
Yeah. Or
like, yeah. I think pretty sure they're 4-2.
Yeah,
so they're winning. I think you're right. Justin Fields win games.
Yeah, and I feel bad for Justin Fields because I think that he's saying that, you know, he knows that he needs to get better.
He's matured as a quarterback
for sure. He matured. Probably as a human. Yeah, I think that the game itself will do that.
And that coach would do it too. Like Tomlin's such a great coach.
Yeah,
yeah,
a mentor.
Yeah, exactly.
For
any player, that's a better way to say it. Yeah,
yeah. I actually feel bad for Fields, but I think that. Maybe you need to see what you have because they got Russell Wilson for nothing, right?
Do you think this is like trade bait?
Oh, you mean to showcase Wilson?
Do you think?
Well, but to who? Like,
I don't know.
Is there a significant like injury at quarterback anywhere?
There's one big one. Like, and I actually think the Dolphins.
Oh, you think the Dolphins would go after?
Well, I think they need a backup quarterback. Like, you know what I would do if I'm the Dolphins? I know we're going sidetracked. Like, why not go after Trey Lance? On the Cowboys.
Yeah. I think the Cowboys should actually...
Play Trey Lance and shake it up a bit?
No. Trade Dak to Miami. Oh,
no, that's not happening.
I know. I'm just making
But I'm talking about like... So you have Justin Fields and you have Russell Wilson. Are you doing this like, okay, well... But Russell Wilson doesn't have much left. So, I mean, you can't
All joking aside...
You can't trade away Justin Fields if you're the Steelers.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Well,
how many years does Russell Wilson have left?
No. At this point in their careers,
right? Exactly.
you got to think age.
Exactly.
Age that's is a huge saying. Deal for that's a football player. It's a young man's game.
Exactly. So never mind. But I like this game. Jets are favored by 2. Pittsburgh at home. I'm interested. Why would they give it to the Jets? I don't get it. They're losing record. Is it because who
it's probably because like
I'm pretty sure
it's probably because Pittsburgh hasn't looked very good lately.
When you have the Jets.
No, I know, but like. like if you compare the two, the Jets have a little more upside than maybe Steelers at this point.
Pittsburgh's 4-2. The Jets are 2-4, and the Jets are favored by 2.
Yeah, that's weird, eh?
Well, maybe I read it wrong. Let me see.
No, you're probably right.
No, I don't know.
I could see the Jets being favored, though.
I could be. Because Jets are favorite.
Yeah, no, I could see that,
Pittsburgh
though.
At home. Yeah, I can't, it's though. A Vegas, it's weird.
Listen to me for a sec. I see it because Vegas and myself think that there's upside and downside, right? Pittsburgh's been looking worse and worse week after week.
The offense.
Yeah.
Nothing's actually
Yeah, I know. We're going. All of a sudden, the Jets are like, I mean, they're showing signs of life, right? They get rid of their coach, whatever. I just think that, you know, when the odds makers think, when they look at this from the outside in, I just think that I kind of get why you would favor the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Steelers. They lost to Houston 12 points up. Lost to the Bills 3 points up. Lost to the Lions 17 points. Beat the Falcons 18 points. Well, beat the Broncos with only 13 points. Beat the Chargers with only 20 points. And yeah, then lost to the Colts with 24 points.
Yeah, I mean, do you sit and watch all these games, Joe? So, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, you could be said about those games.
Oh, wait, sorry, those are preseason games too, though. But no, but offense is a struggle for them. They're not putting up a lot of points on the board. So
yeah,
I guess this is a shakeup that they need for like offense, but maybe to the point of the Jets. Yeah, maybe the Jets are favorite because,
well, I mean, put it this way.
I think Pittsburgh wins this game.
No one expected Pittsburgh to be much of anything, to be honest.
Agreed.
Right. Why not see what you have? Maybe Wilson is somehow, he's reincarnated.
Gets everybody going.
Yeah, and maybe he plays lights out and then you're like, you go on a run. Just like you went in early in the year with Fields. I mean,
who wins this game? Who wins this game?
Pittsburgh and Jets?
Yeah.
Jets.
I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
Good.
At home. At home.
All right.
I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you think that Russell's going to come in?
And I also think it's going to be another ugly game. A field goal, a missed field goal, whatever. It's not going to be like...
I kind of hope you're right in a way. I just don't see it. Like, I don't really care if the Jets win. I don't really care if Pittsburgh... But
neither do I.
But I kind of like Pittsburgh.
So do I. It's Pittsburgh. Know, like, it's Tomlin. Like, I like Tomlin.
Yeah,
he's a great,
I like
coach.
That blue collar atmosphere.
I think it's him.
The Jets are blue collar too, but not with Rodgers.
No. another pretty good game with the young guns out there is Houston and Green Bay.
Yeah.
In Lambeau, Green Bay by 2.5. I think that's fair.
Green Bay by 2.5. I would say that's
a good game.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, yep. Green Bay has always been tough at home. They are a very good team.
Very good team.
Well coached.
Love's a great quarterback.
And Houston coming over there, I think.
I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a shootout game. Points are going up.
I think
up.
There'll be some points, yeah.
Points are going up on this one, like over under 50. You going over?
Yeah, I could see it being like a 35.
I'm going over 50 easy.
28 game or something.
Yeah, 28, 26. Yeah. It's going up. And then another interesting one is, I know we're not supposed to talk about them, but this is a big game coming off of their bye. Kansas City and San Fran.
Yeah, I mean, Super Bowl rematch, right?
San Fran at home. San
it was
Fran
overtime in the Super Bowl, but it's not going to be like that this game.
San Fran had a lot of injuries too, right? I mean,
they have some issues on the injury front, but so does Kansas City. Like, yeah, I mean, tons of injuries. There's be a big upset here over Kansas City. Like, I could see them winning in an upset.
Well, Kansas City,
but is it an upset? I don't even know. You know?
San Fran's a .500 team right now, right?
But they're not really.
No, but they're a .500 team right now because they have a lot of injuries.
Sure.
Right? When you lose your star running back right away, like, I mean, you have to redo your whole team. And they're back. Like, Mason looks like his shoulder issues now. So they're struggling with injuries.
But they got receivers.
Yep. And Kansas City always knows how to win. They always figure it out.
Yep.
Is Kansas City going to be the only undefeated team left this week if they win?
Yes. If they win.
I think
I don't see Minnesota winning.
Okay, I'm with you on that, but I think Kansas City wins this game coming off the bye. I think they're really going to figure out, like, their weapons from the bye.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think you're going to see Worthy have a hell of a game now.
Yeah, you just brought up an interesting point. They have a bye.
They had a bye.
And Andy Reid is supposed to be, he's phenomenal off of byes. Mm-hmm. In notorious in his career.
Watch coaching. Worthy in this game. This kid's going to go lights out.
Yeah.
I think they finally will figure him out, like, how to use him.
Yeah.
Right?
I think
he's going to go lights out.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to change my tune.
No, too late. You can't. No? It's locked and loaded. It's recorded.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll stick with it then.
I don't care. I know we don't want to get too deep in Kansas City, but I think coming off a bye is going to be very hard to beat Kansas City. Very hard.
Yeah, I mean, look at Detroit, what they did to Dallas, right? Off a bye.
Yeah,
I don't. Sometimes I think byes are bad, but man, maybe all teams need them.
All teams need them, and the biggest team to me needs them is the Miami Dolphins after this week.
Yeah.
No, last week was their bye, so they're coming into this. Now they actually had a quarterback that could have a full week and a half of running the plays and practice. You know what I mean? Because it's always just been like, get in there, get in there, Huntley, get in there. Yeah. So
no, he needed time. For
byes are big, and just like we said about the Dallas game. Mm-hmm. We're going back to Dallas, and Dallas game is like, this is the best time out for a bye for them.
Yeah, it's like, what are we going to make of ourselves, right? What are we? You know, look yourself. What are you exactly? Are you good? Or are you you're just kind of average? Because that's what they look like, average.
Yeah,
like usual.
And you're going to bring something up about the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh yeah. So my extra point of the week. 30 years ago.
Oh, boy.
30 years ago, Pulp Fiction came out as a movie.
Right, yep.
And I was enamored by this movie. Like,
great movie.
I went to the theater twice in one day to see this movie.
You'll be a woman soon.
It was like a really...
Uma Thurman was awesome in that movie. She was awesome in that movie.
it's become a classic, right? And at the time, I've never seen a movie like it, right? It's like, movies just weren't quite done that way. And... All I can think of is in 1994, that movie got released. In 1994, the Dallas Cowboys just previously won a Super Bowl. Okay. They went to this NFC Championship in 1994 against the San Francisco 49ers, and they lost. But my point here is, when you think of a team and it being a classic, okay, Dallas, unfortunately, they're like the reruns of Dallas. They're just a classic kind of thing to look at, but they've lost their appeal of being an actual good football team.
Really?
They are not a good football team. Jerry Jones in Jerry World is an amusement park, and that's about all they are now. It's just a bunch of misfits kind of like trying to like win a championship in front of I don't know how it's really hard to like really decipher, Joe, but when I'm an outside kind of fan looking in and winning championships, it's all lost now. Like they're just not anything. There's no meat on the bone anymore. Jerry Jones should just admit it, that he can't be a GM anymore.
He shouldn't be a GM for a long time.
Owners
shouldn't be GMs.
He's a great owner.
Any sport owner should not be GMs.
So you understand what I'm saying?
I totally agree with you.
He's a great owner.
Yeah.
Right?
Worry about putting popcorn and beer.
You can fly your helicopter on the practice field all you want.
Worry about your beer sales and your popcorn sales.
But you need to hire someone to run your team.
Yeah.
You are like...
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. And I think a lot of people would agree with this. Get out of all this bullshit stuff, right?
Yeah.
Just worry about selling the jerseys, the beer.
Yeah. You're losing your fan base. I'm telling you.
But okay. So here. Let me flip this on you quick then. They're losing their fan base, but they're making a shit ton of money still.
The richest of all sports franchises
have to be,
but like, where do you go from here? If you're gonna play this amusement park kind of like, that's what they're like. Like, why do they get blown out by every team they face at home? Because everyone wants to go play in Arlington against the Cowboys. It's like a big circus.
So
and they never show up when they're supposed to. You know what I mean? And we're talking 1994, man. Dallas, like, reruns.
But when did Dallas last win the Super Bowl?
1993.
How many Super Bowls did they win under the Troy Aikman era?
Three.
Okay. When did Jerry Jones own this team?
He fired, so 1989, I think.
But when did he really get in it? Was it during 93? Like, during the early Aikman? 90s. So during Troy Aikman.
Yeah, like, he drafted, like, first overall pick, right? Jimmy Johnson... Head coach,
Jimmy
Johnson, right?
Lights out coach.
Yeah, like, and they drafted Troy Aikman. They actually drafted Michael Irvin the year prior.
Right. So
then they got Troy Aikman, and then they got Emmitt Smith, and then the rest is history. Right. The triplets, right?
Right.
But like, you had a coach who knew how to like it. You can't just win with stars. You have to win with the other players too, right? Barry Switzer was hired, and he became the yes coach, right? Yes, Jerry. He had all the talent to win another Super Bowl. It was guaranteed. But they've, from 1994 on, like, they've they've not gotten back to where they're supposed to be.
Who was the coach during the Romo era?
They don't even deserve to be.
Who was the coach during the Romo era? Romo era? What was his name?
Well, they had a few. They had Parcells.
Yeah, no, after the big tuna there. What was his name?
You're talking about Jason Garrett.
Yes.
Jason Garrett. Yeah, yeah. So it's another yes man.
So the Dallas Cowboys have not been back to the Super Bowl since 94. Back to the Super Bowl.
No, they weren't in 94 either, but they went to the NFC Championship game. And guess what? They come back on the bye, and they're going to be playing.
Have they been back in the NFC Championship since 94?
No. No, that's my point.
They've never been in the NFC Championship since 84?
30 years.
94?
Yeah.
But they've won playoff games.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Playoff games.
The last playoff game the Miami Dolphins won. Do you know when that was?
Okay, Joe.
When?
I'm sorry that
2000.
Sorry for your
was
pain.
The last game the Miami Dolphins won a playoff game.
Yeah. We don't have to go back to the Marino days. But all I'm saying, Joe, is...
What was after the Marino days? It was actually Pettington.
I remember those days, yeah.
But anyway, I know
my point is 30 there, years of...
For that
of
team.
What?
For that team, though.
Yes.
Right? That team.
I know. Like, yeah, you could say Detroit's never won a Super Bowl.
No. But 30 years for that team. That specific team's the Dallas Cowboys.
30 years.
That is unacceptable for
And that's
Dallas
why I'm
Cowboys.
Just like, Pulp Fiction was a classic.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys are a classic. Like, they're not a football team
So
anymore.
What are they doing right now then? You think it has to start from the top and work its way down? Like, you think that...
Well, first of all, Jerry Jones, this isn't going to
You think it's
happen.
A culture change? Like, Jerry Jones, it's a culture change. It's 100%. Like, you got to go.
Yeah. Because no one...
You got to go.
That team, when they're down, they don't even try.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they're all quitting.
They just, like, turtle. They give up. Like, I mean, honest to God, they need to infuse, like, a fire under their regime. And it has to start with a GM. And as long as Jerry Jones is there... And people talk about this all the time.
But here...
So I'm not saying anything new here.
Right, yeah, I know. But what GM's going to go in those shoes? Knowing at any time Jerry Jones would be like, nah, you're out, I'm back. You think he'll ever sell?
Should not have any control. Well, I mean, you know what? You know when you sell stocks? When they're at an all-time high, right? I think the Dallas Cowboys are at an all-time high.
Yeah,
if I was a holder of stock, I would sell it.
What else do you have to do with it?
I would sell.
What are you going to do? He's not making any... Like, Jerry Jones, he's okay. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, he's 100% okay. What he bought the Cowboys for and what they're worth now, I'm not, don't quote me on the numbers, but I'm pretty sure it was like under, like in the 100 million, maybe a little bit more. So now they're worth 10 billion. Oof. Okay, I know there's inflation. Everyone knows about
Who
that.
Who cares? Sell them.
Right?
Sell them.
Like, seriously.
But yeah, be careful though with your wish too though, because a GM could also totally demolish a team.
I'm willing to take that chance.
Right. No, I get it. But you got to be
careful. I could probably GM the Cowboys better than Jerry Jones.
Because the talent's on the field.
Jerry, but...
I don't want him to call in because I heard him with the other's radio station in Dallas.
He's going to fire me. Guess what? He can't fire me. Yeah. I do this
But they have so much... It's my free time.
I just like talking about it.
They have so much talent on the field. This team should be like... if not undefeated, only one loss. Like, the talent...
They're just not run well. The organization.
No, and it just now it's trickling down to the locker room.
Yeah, and I mean, I say that like as a bold statement, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're not run well. Well, prove me wrong.
Wow. Like,
prove me wrong, Jerry, that you're not running the ship wrong and it's not sinking. I know a lot of Cowboys fans for life, right? I have a lot of friends that are Cowboys fans. And not to like take away from your Dolphins here, but...
No, it's okay. Like, to me, they're the mirror team of AFC, NFC.
They're like the
same
thing.
Even from the ownership.
Thing,
like the
right?
Dolphins owner can't keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, like we all talk about the same thing. Like the regime has to change. Mm-hmm. In order to get culture change, you need to change the ownership. And I don't mean Jerry needs to sell the team, but the only way he's not GM is he has to sell the team. He's not going to run the team if he's not owning the team.
Yeah. But so, you know, like the
it's
Dolphins,
a lost cause.
The Dolphins owner, who's Stephen Ross, Stephen Ross, whoever, he doesn't keep his mouth shut, and we have a GM.
Yeah,
some of these
not
owners,
like Jerry, though.
No. I agree, but no like some Jerry. Of these owners just have to be like, just stay out of the football, just stay out. Even if you have an opinion, don't say nothing.
Yep.
Right. Just be like, I love my team, the Dolphins. Or
Jerry
the,
is a soundbite, and he loves it, and he just it's like
he criticizes players.
It's like he's an actor.
Even
for
the
his
negotiations
team.
For like CeeDee Lamb and Dak was horrible. Like, shut up.
Oh, I know.
You have no business. I know you're the owner. Eventually, you're paying these guys, but you have no business in this.
Yeah,
like, you should have no.
Yeah, his
say.
Rants are like for him to say what he said about, like,
not even a president. If, like, football is different than other sports. Football has an owner, a GM, and a coach, and the coach has a lot of say.
Well, he should.
Right.
Yeah.
Other sports don't have that. They have an owner, then they have a president, then they have a GM, then they have the coach, and the coach doesn't have any say in trade or nothing hardly. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Usually the GM and the president make all those decisions. Hockey, basketball, they're all the same.
Yeah, all the other sports are like that.
Yeah, they're all like that. Football's not. Football, your head coach has a lot of say, and he should have a lot of say.
Yeah.
But in a franchise like the Cowboys, I don't think McCarthy has any say.
He doesn't.
Does he draft?
The only person that had a say is the guy that got fired because he had something to say. And that was Jimmy Johnson.
Back in 30 years ago.
30 years ago. The classic of
the Cowboys. So you're saying the only future...
That's a great movie if you've never seen it, by the way.
What?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, it is.
I feel like everyone's seen it.
There's no... If somebody said they'd never seen...
No, but someone...
I bet you my wife will say that.
My wife has not seen it.
I bet you my wife hasn't seen it. I just said that.
They watch sitcoms, man.
So you're saying the only future the Dallas Cowboys have would be to make a culture change because they'll never get better year after year. It doesn't matter who they have.
No, I've seen it. I've seen the same story year in, year out.
They had Derrick Henry right now. If they actually paid the money and got him, they wouldn't be a better team?
Oh, no, but Jerry ultimately wouldn't do that. Yeah. So they would be a better team, but they're not going to make those.
Do you think they handcuff themselves
now? That GM, it doesn't exist to make that decision.
Do you think they handcuff themselves now with the CD and Dak signing?
It certainly looks that way. Yeah. Like, I mean,
I like Dak. Dak's a great quarterback.
I think he's above average. I think he is a good quarterback, but I think he played his cards so well that you had to pay this guy, and you kind of like look around the room, and you're like, well, should we trade Lance? Is he the future? I mean, it doesn't really show that, right?
Yeah.
So what are you gonna do? You're gonna sign CD first. Because he's obviously the toy.
Yeah,
you have and then it's like, well, we better assign Dak because they have chemistry.
But who got signed last year? Oh, but Parsons is coming up, isn't he?
Yeah,
he needs money.
Oh, he's going to get a lot of money.
Yeah,
and here's another factor. You're going to hurt your defense too because you're going to sign this guy. He's going to make the most money out of any defensive player. He's going to sign a record contract
for sure.
It's going to be like an offensive kind of player signing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's going to
start the bar. He's going to lay the bar on that one.
Unless
now.
The salary cap goes through the roof, they're not going to be able to sign shit.
But that's what's ruining football and teams. So now this whole quarterback thing turned a fiasco because of the Trevor Lawrence signing. And now if Dallas goes and signs a defensive player for insane amount of money, guess what? Every other defensive player is going to be asking for now.
Yeah.
And you got this other Deshaun Watson also was signed for way too much money, but like the signings that made sense from a year perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence was
way too high. The dynamics changes year to year.
But if Parsons gets this money, insane amount of money, there's going to be...
Yeah, he's going to get more guys, than Boza.
There's other guys out there that are... You know, I know Parsons is really, really good. But there's other guys out there that are going to be just as good.
Yeah.
And their guy's future is going to come good. So like a Hutchinson. Like, what are these guys going to want?
Yeah, I don't know.
So now you start this whole new thing of defensive players making way too much money.
Yeah, that's why the cap has to change.
So imagine you have a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a defensive player making that's your whole salary.
Yeah.
Like those three salaries could make up 3/4 of your salary. That's it. Now what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, well, that's why, Joe. They have to come up with some kind of
solution. They have to fix it. They have to
fix it. And I think that max contract stuff comes into play where it's like max contract QB, one guy in offense, one guy in defense. And if you have a max contract, so it doesn't go against your cap, something along those lines might make sense.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna hinder one side of the ball if you're paying that star that much money, no matter who it is.
Yeah. Agreed.
it's getting ugly.
Yeah, it is. It's gonna be like a lot of holdouts.
Yeah. So
like, what's his name for the Jets has been holding out? Riddick.
Oh yeah, Riddick. Yeah.
Holding out. Now they said go and find a trade.
That's a weird situation though, because he came over from Philly expecting a new contract and he didn't get it. So then the whole thing fell apart for him, because he fired his whole they let him go.
He just fired and now he's renegotiating again because he's like, I want to play.
So that's kind of an interesting circumstance.
He's gonna go somewhere.
Yeah,
he's not the Jets. The Jets.
And he's on the downside of his career. He's older, right? So it's not like. It's a different scenario. Parsons is gonna command the most money in the history of a defensive player.
Do you see Detroit going after Reddick?
I mean,
because rumors
I don't see why they shouldn't at least try.
Because, they need somebody.
Yeah, I mean, and then like you've mentioned, Crosby from the Raiders, because there's a fire sale going on there.
Yeah.
So he would be a good like plug Miles in. Miles
Garrett, fire sale in Cleveland.
Miles Garrett. Oh my God.
Fire sale in Cleveland. Yeah.
That would be a shocker of a trade.
Listen, if I was a team right now that's got some key injuries, so you got Dallas, you got Miami, right? Because they lost Jalen Phillips, right, for the season. Key injuries, man. You're
looking for something.
You're looking for something, and you're also so like you look at this. So Miami Dolphins, Jalen Rams, Phillips, 2 years in a row now. Yeah. Last year he went out with the Achilles before playoffs. This year he goes out third game in with knee season ending. 2 years in a row for the season. Now you're thinking
Achilles and ACL.
Now you're thinking we need somebody here. Yeah. That's if he comes back, gravy.
I know, but you're but not. If you, he doesn't, almost, we need you somebody. Almost, you almost don't. You have to have a contingency.
Exactly. Plan. That's what I'm saying. Yes. If he comes back, gravy. Yeah. He's your backup now, or whatever cases. Yeah. But you need somebody now.
Yeah.
And you need somebody now.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Contingency plans are huge, and I think that if I was a Miami fan, I'd be like, we need to draft a quarterback too.
Oh, for sure. Or you got to get a backup, decent backup, because you look through the league.
I think you, but not.
But you look through the league right now. No, but if you look through the league right now, there's tons of teams that had to play their backup quarterback for the first like two, three, four games.
Yeah,
and they all did really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Willis for Green Bay did well.
Fair.
Like they all stepped in when they had to.
Yeah, no.
To me, it wasn't really as much as they needed. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to draft a quarterback, I mean, you can't draft them if you go past the wild card. Like, you're not going to get a decent. I mean, you could draft deep.
Yeah.
But to me, the biggest issue in Miami, which we're not going to go too deep in this because we could go forever because we talked 45 minutes about Dallas.
Sorry.
No. The biggest issue with Miami, and I said it since Tua went down, and I'll still say it again for this week. I think Miami beats Indy. But the biggest issue with Miami is the coaching. They can't coach without Tua. It's plain and simple.
Yeah,
we could have had Flacco could have came in.
It's Tua or nothing, right?
Flacco could have came in. And I bet you Miami still would have been so bad in offense because that coach cannot adapt to a different quarterback than Tua. Yes. And I think Tua,
so weird.
Tua hides so many flaws now in this guy.
Yeah.
These plays doesn't work with a
Joe, if you're right though, man,
that's Tua's worth every penny. Really, I bet you when he comes back, if Tua comes back and the Dolphins do kind of win and win out a bit,
yeah.
Right then, if Dolphins come back and win four games or if they come back and they beat Arizona and they beat Buffalo, those two games.
Forget about Arizona, but Buffalo. Yeah.
Yeah, with Tua back and they win those two games and they beat Buffalo and beat Arizona, right away, everybody, and I guarantee this, everybody's going to come out and say, it's Tua, it's not McDaniels.
Yeah.
It's going to cut right there. It's going to be like, it's him, it's not you. Like, if it happens, I'm saying. It's going to be on it's going to be his camp. Yeah. It's going to be like, you're nothing.
But I feel like you're calling it, Joe. Like, I feel like you're a believer, first of all.
Well, so. I am. I think Tua's a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah, so does McDaniels.
It's like, you ever watch his interviews? Oh, he could guys be nuts.
No, you don't like him?
Well, no, I like him as a, I think he's a player's coach. I like how
dry, kind of, like,
but it's always the way,
his pauses the way, are, like, crazy like, long, right?
Yeah.
It's like
well, really, you mean,
I'm going to have the conversation in my head first, and then I'm going to say something. I know.
He's like a frat house stoner in Miami.
It is an odd kind of interview, isn't it?
But last year they were on Hard Knocks, and he's definitely a player's coach. Like, you can see it. Oh, right? Which
I think today's, first of all, today's football teams, you know, the younger players that come out, they're ready to play. I think you need a young man's coaching mentality now.
I agree.
Think that's also one of the reasons why I'm lost on, you know, Dallas and McCarthy. And I just don't see it anymore. I'm like, yeah, you can win 12 games every year, but when you're not winning when it counts, it doesn't really matter. And that's the problem.
Well, we'll see. We have some big games coming up week 7.
Yep.
So how many games in the season? 18 this year?
Well, 7. No, 18 is no. They didn't, 17 they this year. Past the 18. 17. Yet. That's probably next year.
17.
17.
So we're week 7.
Yeah.
All the buys are happening now. A lot of football left, but you guys start. This is where you start getting the separation a bit.
Yeah, we're seeing.
Like, this is where everyone starts. No, this is when teams want to start separating a bit, right?
Yeah, you
want
but
to
we're start, also seeing who is legitimately a good team and who's not.
And I think there's a lot of good teams in right now. There's a lot of teams in the mix, especially the NFC.
The NFC looks strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks messy.
But it could, it looks messy in the sense of like there's a lot of parity, and the second half of the season can be a completely different ball game from the first half.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
And so I think it's going to change. I think the AFC is going to change.
And attrition and all those things that happen with injuries and everything, I just think that, you know, the landscape can change, and we've seen it already.
I think the AFC is going to change a bit. I think the NFC is going to kind of almost like maintain its rhythm going through.
Yeah,
the guys that are leading now are going to continue leading. The AFC is going to do a shift.
Sure. I see it the same way.
And we'll see where Kansas City falls.
I guess we're done for this week.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe?
It was a lot of Cowboy talk.
We could keep going, but I'm boring the heck out of the Cowboy talk.
It was a lot of Cowboy talk.
You know what, next
talk.
Week, I'm not even going to mention them. You know why? Because they don't play.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so then we'll fill the void in with the Dolphins. No. Next week, we'll see. There'll be some really good recaps next week, I think. I think we got a lot of games that we're going to be able to talk about. I don't know who's on the Monday Nighter. Do you know who's Monday Nighter?
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
I want to know who's on the Monday night. Oh, there's two Monday nighters. Oh,
two
man.
Monday nighters.
Chargers in Arizona. I'm not.
Who cares?
I'm not staying up for that game. I'll tell you that right now.
I will not, no.
But the earlier game, which is still 8 o'clock, that's not that early for me, is Baltimore and Tampa. Be a good game. There's something happening
in
Tampa. Yeah. Something happening in Tampa.
Yeah, I like Tampa. I like Baker their Mayfield's. Moxie. They got Moxie.
Yeah. There's something happening in Tampa. Still Baltimore. That'll but Tampa's almost like the Washington. This is a Washington game. Tampa to be like, Tampa's 4-2. Can you beat Baltimore?
Yeah, I think that'll be an entertaining game.
I think it'll be a good game too. Okay, we're out.
All right. Later. See you next week.